Good morning, everyone. You know, we live in a world where there are so many voices that claim to have the truth. You know, there's religions that claim to have the truth. There's political commentators, especially in this time of elections. They claim to be the right answer for everything and so on. And all of these voices that claim to have the truth, all they really do is contradict each other. And some of them even seem to go out of their way to argue with each other. Again, look at politicians. They seem to almost fight. And then you've got a whole other group of people who claim there is no truth outside of ourselves. You know, there's this moral relativism where as long as I believe it's the truth for me. Well, the problem with all these different competing truths is that we as Christians believe that there is a truth. We believe that there is a truth that we can find and follow. Now, this truth is not some philosophy. It's not some political platform. It's not something. The truth that we are called to follow is somebody. This truth that we are called to follow is a person who became incarnated. This person is our Lord Jesus Christ, who himself tells us that he is the way, the truth, and the life. We believe as Christians that God revealed the fullness of truth through his Son. He revealed to us that there is a truth and that we are to follow it by following his Son. Now, people don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that there is an objective truth and that not every organization which claims to tell the truth is lying, but that there is someone who is the truth. And they don't want to hear that because they don't want to hear that there are obligations that they have to follow outside of themselves, that they cannot control what they think the truth is, you know, but that there is a truth that needs to lead and guide them. This takes away from them the ability to justify how they live their lives. If there is a truth outside of themselves, then some of the things that they may be saying and doing are not true, are not good, are not right, but they want to follow relativism. They want to follow this idea that there is no objective truth. And the fact is, we live in a culture that says that. And in fact, much of our culture is taking that which was revealed by Christ when he was here on earth and saying that it is wrong, saying that what Jesus said and did was wrong and that what he condemned is now being held up as a good, so long as it doesn't hurt anyone and it's mutually consent and all those kind of things. And so many things that were long seen as morally wrong are now viewed as a positive, or at least just morally neutral. In fact, it seems like the only morally wrong thing in our world today is either to be conservative or to judge someone else's action. But of course, we know that there is a truth and that we are called to follow that truth and to follow him only.